Just delighted that the programme of government is out, and it is effectively the roadmap for this government of three different groupings, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Regional Independence. I just want to pay tribute to the negotiators on all sides, and it's great now that we've got a roadmap to provide a stable government over the next 5 years. Just two areas that are of interest in Sligo, Leitrim and South Donegal, and certainly is a thing that there will be a surgical hub, and there's an ambition to build a surgical hub in Sligo. There was six in the country, and I was very conscious that when they announced first that there was nothing north of Dublin Galway line, I believed in this programme of government it will be addressed, and I'm delighted that I was able to include this in my negotiating teams. And also the fact is that under there will be multi road funding for roads budgets, and it's invest in all road projects in the current National Development Plan, and additional important road projects part of the National Development Plan review. And I'm absolutely delighted that covers the N17 and the N4. And these were issues that I was anxious, along with many other issues, but I'm delighted that these two especially are included at the moment. We're still looking through the National Development Plan. There's a lot of information in it, but these are two areas that I'm delighted, along with many other areas that we'll have got over the line.
And Deputy, as you said, you know, it's a roadmap, it's a plan going forward. But would it be fair to say that you're quite optimistic over what this could provide for the North West?
Absolutely. There's a lot of regional development as part of it, but a lot of other areas that we'll get into in the coming days and coming weeks. But these are areas that I think it'll be broadly, very broadly welcomed by the people of Sligo, Leitrim and South Donegal, and people of the West and the North West. And I'm delighted I've played a role in that.